Leading our news today, Federal Opposition Leader Bill Shorten says the Prime Minister should keep his opinions on the burqa to himself. Tony Abbott says he finds such facial coverings confronting and would prefer that it wasn't worn in Australia. Mr Shorten says he's disappointed by these comments and the Prime Minister should be promoting social cohesion. Hong Kong's pro-democracy protesters are threatening to ramp up their campaign. Protest leaders say they could start occupying government buildings if the city's leader Tsai Wai-lung does not resign by the end of today. The organisation responsible for ranking the world's universities has questioned the federal government's plan to deregulate fees. 12 Australian universities have improved their positions in the latest world rankings. 8 of them are now in the top 200. But the Times Higher Education magazine, which compiles the rankings, says fee deregulation could harm Australia's smaller universities.
But the risk is that you create winners and losers, and the losers in Australia may suddenly find themselves falling out of these rankings because they can't sustain high fee levels and they're not getting the public taxpayer dollar to support them in addition to the fees.
Phil Beattie there. Now there's growing speculation that Essendon could dump coach James Hurd when the club's board meets today. Tensions have been rising since Hurd decided to appeal a federal court ruling on the doping scandal involving the club.